So I'm here at the Riga Venture Summit in the beautiful Blackheads House with Daniels Pavlyuts, former economics minister, now something of a guru and an ambassador for the Latvian startup scene. So what exactly has been happening here this morning, Daniel?
Well, we have organized a unique event, unique in a sense that this is the only event in the region which focuses exclusively on policy, on startup ecosystem policy. So what is it that we need to do as governments, as private layers, investors, startup founders together in order to bring about thriving startup ecosystems in Vilnius, in Tallinn, in Riga? So we come together, we compare notes. We talked here in the morning about what has been happening in the last year since we last met at the first Riga Venture Summit. What has been done, and there are great developments. Latvia has launched the Start in Latvia Welcome Pack, which consists of the startup law with tax breaks, startup visa, and a number of other things. Estonia has done great, you know, seen great investments in their startups. They also have launched startup visa. Lithuania has similar developments. So we come here to discuss policies, what works, what doesn't work, what would be the best way forward to thrive individually and together. Because clearly in the global scene, none of our capital cities or countries is a loud enough voice. So Baltics has a much better chance. So we would best describe this as competition. We cooperate and compete at the same time. It does matter who is ahead at each given moment of the three Baltic states, three Baltic capitals. But the important thing is that we are ahead of everybody else. When you looked at the data from Startup Heat Map, now published by European Startup Initiative this last year, then apparently Baltics is the fastest growing startup region. So according to startup founders in Europe, when you ask them, so Baltics seem to be this thriving, dynamic place that attracts attention, and we have to build on this momentum.
And, I mean, you talk about policy there. I think that's a very important word, because it often seems that the word startup is kind of bandied around as a buzzword without people really thinking what it means. You know, that this actually is a sort of key to lots of other rather complex things. Whereas saying we encourage startups is one thing, but actually making it happen is another.
Indeed, we are very down to earth in the sense that this is more a kind of summit event. If you think it's like a small Davos for startup policy, I'm sorry to use this metaphor, but it kind of does the trick. Because these are the people in suits and costumes, mostly. The startup crowd, the youngsters, the entrepreneurs, they're across the river at Tech Chill as we speak. We are here at the Blackhead House, this opulent place for high-level gatherings, and we have policymakers from Estonia, from Lithuania also present. We have the Vice Minister from Lithuania. We have the tech advisor to the mayor of Vilnius. We had our minister, head of LIA, and representatives of Riga City Council. We have Estonian ministry here. So it's policymakers, investors, startup founders, and ecosystem bodies from across the region. Just to give you another point, the three entities in each country which represent the startup ecosystem, Startup Estonia, Latvian Startup Association, and Lithuanian startups, they are here with their full teams. So this is really a pan-Baltic success in the sense that we work together and learn from each other. Now, with startups, we have to take care of the technology, really, or the professional stuff. Now, one of the things that startup law includes is, in fact, the first attempt at legally describing, in hard terms, what a startup is, so that we can anchor the rest of the
support. This will be useful for journalists as well, actually.
Everybody, journalists, policymakers, etc., so that we have a sort of a point of reference so that we can anchor our support schemes later on. So you cannot really apply tax breaks unless you understand whom you're trying to really attract or whom you're trying to help. So these are among the things that we've done in the last year.
And what sort of different emphases are there this year compared to last year? I mean, it's a very fast-moving kind of world. Has something come to the fore that wasn't there last year?
Absolutely. Last time, we gathered the pan-Baltic players as well as international experts, very interested to learn what's been happening elsewhere, Helsinki, Tel Aviv, Stockholm and elsewhere. As to how did they go about organizing startup ecosystem, because we felt we were disorganized a year and a half ago. That was the kind of the main point, the main driving force of doing the Riga Venture Summit in the first place. Now, the second time, we have self-organized in the meantime. We have put together a relatively ambitious policy agenda. We have passed in this country law that, to which there is no equivalent in Europe, and which has sparked huge interest because such approach has not been tried. So we've done a lot of things. So this time we look further. Now we have two issues on the agenda today. First, what policies work in terms of making cities, the major cities, startup hubs? So we have Vilnius represented, Riga City Council interested, etc. And we have speakers from a broad range of cities here to talk about that. And not just from the West this time, also from the East. We have speakers from Moscow and Minsk, from Dublin, from London, from Stockholm. There are attendees from Berlin, etc. I could continue the list. Now, the second topic is talent. Both of these, cities as ecosystems and talent, are among the very top preconditions for startups to consider moving, relocating to those locations. And talent will be the topic of the second panel. How to retain it, how to attract it, how to be, you know, Latvian case, a melting pot between the East and the West.
Thank you very much.